Did you ring the bell?
Yes, I...
Rang.
Or somebody must have...
Rung.
The past of reach. I reach up on the shelf today. Yesterday, I...
Reached.
You have... You say, this is homemade bread.
Yes.
But that bread is...
Bought bread.
What about the eggs that you put into boiling water with the shell still on?
Soft-boiled or hard-boiled either.
Now, meat that has gone bad, you say, is what?
Spoiled. Or tainted.
Tainted. You say these are leftovers. I just put them on the stove and did what to them?
Warmed.
You say warmed them up or warmed them over? Or just warmed them?
I say warmed them.
And
or heated them, either way.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you say, if a berry, well, a certain kind of berry will make you sick to eat it, you say, don't eat that, it's what? It'll make you sick or kill you to eat it.
A poison?
Mm-hmm. And you say, I'm trying to find out now if you use the word dare in any way, meaning you don't want to go, you say, I don't want to go down here, I'm afraid to go down here. Did you ever say, I dare not go down there, or I don't dare go down there?
Yes.
Which one of those ways would sound most natural?
I'd say, I wouldn't dare to go.
Some places in the country, they might say something like this, he belongs to be careful, which means he needs to be careful here, or he should be careful. Have you ever heard that around here?
Not belongs to, no.
Well, now what would you use?
Needs. He needs to be careful.
Suppose somebody's walking along the sidewalk and it's icy and he slips, but he doesn't fall, he catches himself. And then he tells you about it. He said, I was walking along and I...
Lost my balance, is
well,
that it?
I Flipped. Came very near falling down, but I didn't.
Yes.
Another way of saying what I just said now.
I slipped. Or I came near falling.
All right, came near falling. Or is there any other way of saying I almost fell? You ever say I like to?
I like to have fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I've said.
Yes, I've heard that. I'd like to have fallen.
Well, it seems we have come to the end of the list.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
It wasn't bad.
Well, it certainly didn't take as long as I thought. It's only 2:30. That means an hour and a half.
Well, that wasn't
so
bad.
That was fine. Oh, I've got another one this afternoon. It's 3:45. Way out on Bardstown Road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been down here for almost a week now, and I'm getting sort of eager to get back home.
Yes.
I get tired of living at the Y.
I guess so. I can imagine. Yes. It won't be hard though to get from here there. If you can get a Broadway bus right over by Sears.
Well, I have my car.
Oh, you have your car. Well, that'll be easy then.
Well, it doesn't take long to get up there.
No.
As a matter of fact, I'm meeting this person. I don't know where. The woman who is an aunt of a friend of mine, and she lives on a street that I can't find on the map.
Oh.
It's some kind of place, Maplewood Place. I can't find it on the map anywhere. So she decided the best way was she was going to be out in that direction anyway.
And she would show.